Each week at this time, we present Legislative Report, and joining us on today's program is Lancaster County Representative Steve Menser, who represents the 97th Legislative District. And Representative Menser, the governor signed an executive order impacting data center development here in Pennsylvania. What are your thoughts on that executive order, and what do you feel needs to be addressed should there be an interest in opening a data center in your district?
Well, the executive order that the governor signed did have some positives to it, but the one most important issue of when considering these data centers is the amount of energy they use, amount of electricity they use. They use a huge amount of electricity, and right now they are competing with the consumer for that electricity, the commodity. And since they're competing with the consumer, they are driving our electric prices higher. So if the executive order could do anything, I would want the executive order to make these data centers bring their own energy. We saw one example of that, and that is when Microsoft worked with Exelon to open up Three Mile Island. In that case, Microsoft was bringing their own energy, putting their own money up to generate their own electricity. And if we're going to allow data centers anywhere in Pennsylvania or in our region, we need to mandate that they bring their own energy. So that's the one thing that the governor's executive order did not address.
You and Senator Scott Martin recently had something that was called a scam jam. Can you explain what that was, where it took place, and how many people attended that?
Sure. We had the scam jam at Willow Valley. At Willow Valley, the retirement community, there were over 200 people that attended this scam jam. The scam jam was tailored specifically for older adults and veterans. It featured a panel of guest speakers from across local and state agencies. For example, West Lampeter Police were there, the Lancaster's DA's office, the Attorney General's office, the Area Agencies on Aging, and the AARP. These agencies offered tips on how to avoid scams and protect assets. The program was interactive with Fraud Bingo, a group-based game that taught how to recognize and report suspicious activity. So, Greg, this was a really great event.
Do you think you'll have another one of those type of things in the future?
Yes, I think we may plan to do that. We had one in our West Lampeter Municipal Building, so we may move to some of the other areas in our district next year.
Sounds good. Lancaster County Representative Steve Menser, thank you for being with us on a very informative legislative report.